Paul Griffiths reporting on Pensions and Politics New Zealand Star. Well, meanwhile, back home, Australian universities are under threat, and unless something's done soon, millions of dollars of taxpayers' money will be wasted. Well, that rather startling statement comes from the president of the Sydney University Students Representative Council, Mr. Tony Abbott. Indeed, Mr. Abbott has bucketed Australian universities on just about every front. According to him, they're badly organised, academic standards are slipping, and worse, he says, they're a breeding ground for left-wing thought. Mr. Abbott is with us tonight, as is the president of the Macquarie University Student Council, Stephen Lewis, with Mark Hamlin.
Well, Tony Abbott, just what are your basic reasons for slating Australian universities so severely?
Well, the basic problem is a fundamental decline in academic standards. You see, 10 years ago, only 10% of the best students in the state would go on to universities. Now, about 30% does so. Now, you would expect, with that sort of a percent increase, that failure rates would have risen quite sharply, but in fact, the opposite has been the case. In the faculties of arts and economics now particularly, the pursuit of excellence, which is supposed to be the goal of the universities, has become an idle farce. Now, there are a number of reasons for this. First and foremost is the huge increase in education spending, which took place in the late 60s. But there's another, and I think more profound reason, and that is the influence of small but influential groups of Marxist academics who are actively promoting the corruption of academic standards.
So it's those three points that have begun to drag, in your opinion, universities in Australia down below the standards
they
had 20 years
ago. That's right, yes.
Well, Stephen Lewis, what's your opinion of that?
Well, basically, Tony is working from the wrong premise. As we've seen with the latest cutbacks from the federal government, the universities are suffering very much so from the lack of funds, and as a result, students are suffering because of that, because the cutbacks are being fed onto them. Class sizes are getting larger, tutorial staff are being, well, sacked or not reappointed, and as a result, students are finding it harder and harder to get the tuition that they badly need.
What about the pass and failure rates that Tony mentions?
Well, I'm an art student, and I can assure Tony that it's just as hard now to pass as it was for my parents or their parents before them. I'm finding it difficult, I have to keep up, and I'm sure most students do not find university a pushover, as Mr. Abbott implies.
So your argument is basically that the universities are being bled financially, and that is bringing about a lowering in standards?
Well, bled financially is emotional. I'd like to think of it that the natural increases which are needed for the universities to expand, to engage in research, to enable students to get the education they need, that increase of funding is not coming, and as a result, students are suffering.
Tony, just what good would it do, in your opinion, to radically cut university finances?
Well, I think the fundamental good is that it would finally force the academics to decide what they want the universities to teach. Would they have to teach the sort of things which are socially valuable, or would they be able to continue, as they have done, wasting money on such things as the politics of lesbianism, which is something which is discussed quite a lot in Sydney University arts and government courses at the moment. The point that Steve made a second ago about the work which students do. Well, I was an economics student last year, and I had one lecture of 100 students, and of that 100, 95 would copy their weekly assignment from the other five. Now, the department was perfectly aware of this endemic cheating, but unfortunately they couldn't return to a system of unseen exams, which they would have preferred, for the simple reason that they had too much pressure put on them by the other departments in the faculty.
I think there's a danger here. Tony is stating localised events, which I can't question, they might happen, and applying it to the universities overall, because there are individual examples of cheating or bad courses being taught, or that lecturers are not giving the work out that's necessary. I don't think Tony can apply that to all the universities in Australia, and certainly in my case at Macquarie University, that actually does not happen.
Well, if I could say something to Steve there, there was a report quoted quite widely in the Daily Press last year, a Macquarie University report, which claimed that cheating had become absolutely endemic because of continuous assessment.
Gentlemen, can I just come in here? I think we take your point, and there maybe is some cheating at universities, but I would like to move it on a bit from that. And that is your concern with the left-wing element of university life. Why are you so concerned about that? After all, in our society, politically, people are allowed, if they wish, to think left-wing thoughts.
They are indeed, and that's their privilege. What it is, Mark, you see, the Marxists that I said are operating in the universities, they realise that the universities now play a crucial role in the education of the elite of modern society, and they understand that if they destroy the academic standards and perhaps even the moral standards of that elite, well, then they have perhaps fundamentally and fatally undermined liberal democratic society. And you see...
Excuse me, I just want to get this absolutely clear. You're saying there is a Marxist plot in Australian universities these days to undermine the university system morally and academically, and therefore Australian society.
What I am saying is that there are a number of academics of Marxist leanings in the university who are actively working to destroy academic standards. I wouldn't call it a plot coordinated from the Kremlin, but there is certainly a general tendency towards destroying academic standards, and the impetus is coming from this sort of person.
Stephen Lewis.
Well, quite obviously, I can't agree with that, and really there's no basis for such statements, as Tony said. There has always been, well, I'd like to think of universities as being areas where people with differing thoughts can get together, debate it out sensibly, and come to some consensus or agreement. There's always been a ratbag element, a far-left element in universities, as there is in all sections of society. To say that they control, they're infiltrating the university is absurd. I'd agree there is a ratbag element, and usually that's been associated sometimes with the Australian Union of Students. But in the last couple of years, students have shown that they reject leftist politics, whether extremist politics, be it the far left or the far right, and opt for a mainstream political line. Now, to say that academics are infiltrating the system to subvert education is purely, well, I really can't agree with that, because if you look, there are tutors of all political persuasions, there are Marxist courses being taught in a number of universities of which students of any political persuasion join in, can evaluate critically and come to their own conclusions. To say that they're subverting the education system is totally false.
Gentlemen, I'm afraid time is rather becoming a problem, so I'd like to take a final answer from both of you, and a final answer from you, Stephen. Do you believe that Australian universities now are vulnerable to increased financial cutbacks because of the reasons that Mr. Abbott has stated here tonight? Remembering, of course, that the federal government does have a very tight money policy at present.
Certainly. What Mr. Abbott is advocating is that if the universities step out of line, they should expect severe financial cutbacks. I can't accept that. I realise that the government's policy is to cut back funding, but as you realise, the future generations depend on the education of the present generation, and if that education isn't forthcoming, the funding isn't forthcoming, then we can expect a future which would be very dim.
Well, Tony Abbott, you're a university student yourself. When you leave university, what sort of opinion will you have of your own university education?
My own degree is a piece of paper which allows me to go out and then learn on the job, basically. But the final point I would like to make, Mark, is that the universities are not giving the community value. The community funds them to the tune of $550 million a year, and they are not getting an adequate return on that money. And let's face it, even a nasty capitalist society can expect value for its money from its universities.
Well, gentlemen, I'm afraid the clock has beaten us. We must leave it there. Thanks to both of you for appearing on tonight's edition of Nationwide.
Thanks very much indeed.
And our reporter was Mark Hammond. And that's Nationwide for tonight.